a rattlesnake bites a king snake, they've got that natural anti-venom in it, so it does not hurt the king snake. The king snake will simply swallow the rattlesnake whole.
Though the talk itself may be interesting, especially to snake lovers or snake haters, high school students learning about nature in a classroom isn't all that unusual. But going outside to look for fake snakes after being warned not to touch, just in case they found a real one? That is.
Nikki, is that a stick?
These chemistry students from Coosa Christian High aren't just learning about snakes here at the Little River Canyon Center. They're learning to be observant. Here's their science teacher, Loey Mills.
Get them outside and their brains just turn on, I think. I need to get my students out more. It's just limitless.
But even after being prepped on what to look for and how to look, the kids missed two-thirds of the snakes hidden along the trail, a sign of how we're all losing touch with nature and the ability to put down our gadgets and observe, let alone think.
What we're running into is a generation of students with a nature deficit disorder.
That's Renee Morrison, president of the State Environmental Educators Association and coordinator of JSU's field schools. And her point isn't just squishy tree-hugger sentimentality. On teaching the observation skills so useful outdoors, she tells students,
we've studied these kids. Some of them, we've started teaching them these skills when they were 4 years old. They get in sixth grade and they take their standardized test. Their scores are going up. We've got teachers calling us saying, your observation techniques are helping us do better on the ACT.
But those subjects and techniques aren't the only ones on the menu at the Canyon Center. Ricky Harcrow, longtime area resident, preacher, and DeKalb County Commission president, says the offerings go beyond the regular curriculum.
We teach Alabama history, but we really don't get down to brass tacks with it. The Northeast Alabama area was part of the Cherokee Indian Nation. This place gives education about the Trail of Tears that came through here. I've been here all my life, and I can tell you, I've not known all about it till just the last few years, thanks to this place.
As park rangers explain to students of all ages, from the back deck of the Canyon Center, you can look over a small creek valley where the Cherokee marched in 1838. Not far from that, many died crossing the Little River Canyon. And speaking of lessons in the land, JSU professors
use the resources of the preserve as textbooks laid out. And they would come up and they would teach geology and they would teach biological sciences and they'd talk about, you know, endangered species and all of those kinds of things.
That's John Bundy of the National Park Service, superintendent of Little River Canyon National Preserve. Now you can add astronomy, bird of prey shows, and arts programs, just to name a few. The center even gets some funding from NASA's education arm. Speaking of funding, the Park Service rents its headquarters at the Canyon Center, which also has conference rooms, a catering kitchen, a high-def surround sound movie theater, bilingual programs, and soon an amphitheater for plays and concerts. There's a lot going on here. Pete Conroy, JSU Field School and Environmental Policy Director, gives an example.
The National Park Service had a law enforcement day where there was a group learning how to assemble machine guns, and the classroom that had snakes and butterflies a couple hours ago had parts, metal weapons all over the tabletops.
If there's one man responsible for the Little River Canyon Preserve and the $7 million Canyon Center, it's Pete Conroy. Here's part of why he fought for the place.
You get kids up here and education just flows. The group this morning, these were kids from the city that had really not had a lot of time in the wilderness. And they came a little worried about this and they left smarter and happier. It's a great way to organically educate people and inspire them to be problem solvers.
Speaking of organic and problem solving, the center walks its ecological talk down to its very blueprints. Its rock work is made of recycled fly ash from a TVA coal plant. Rain from the roof waters native gardens. It has a geothermal system corporations and schools are studying as a model.
How many you found?
Six.
Since it was built with public and private money in 2008, more than 60,000 students have passed through the Little River Canyon Center on their way to a sense of wonder and an educational experience they'd be hard-pressed to get anywhere else.
All right.
For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.